She wasn't due until the 18th of August, but she made a surprise arrival at home. Cass went into labour. We rang the hospital and they said that she hadn't gone into labour. It was the contractions wasn't long enough for it to be like full labour yet. It may have been the start of it. But then her waters went and 10 minutes later I delivered little Cassie on the bed at home.
So that must have come as quite a shock to you. Had you had any kind of training, any preparation for that?
No, not at all. I was on the phone to the paramedics and they talked me through it. It was quite nerve-wracking to say the least. Cass has got polycystic ovaries and a tilted and twisted womb and blocked fallopian tubes. So she was told from a young age that she would never be able to have children. When we first got together, it was like one of the first discussions we ever had that she would never be able to have like children with me. And if we was to be in a relationship, that's something that I'm going to have to accept. But then we went to the doctors and spoke through things. And this was like our fourth attempt at IVF and our last attempt. But lucky enough, this one worked.